USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivot to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states. Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened, and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A Milwaukee electrician who police identified as the man who fatally shot five co-workers enjoyed building guns on his own, according to neighbors. Authorities said 51-year-old Anthony Farrell opened fire at the Molson Coors Brewing Company, killing five male employees before turning the gun on himself. His motive remains a mystery. Police say the case is still under investigation, and they also have not released details on how the shooting unfolded. Police Chief Alonzo Morales said all the victims were from the Milwaukee area. A professor at the University of Tennessee has been arrested on charges that he hid his relationship with a Chinese university at the same time he received research grants from the federal government. Aming Hu, an associate professor in the Department of Mechanical, Aerospace, and Biomedical Engineering, was charged with 3 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of making false statements. The arrest is part of a broader Justice Department crackdown against university researchers who conceal their ties to Chinese institutions. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank nearly 1,200 points, deepening a week-long global market rout caused by worries that the coronavirus outbreak will wreak havoc on the global economy. The S&P 500 is now plunged 12% from the all-time high it set just a week ago. That puts the market in what watchers call a correction, which analysts have said is long overdue in the bull market, which has been the longest in history. It was the worst one-day drop for the market since 2011. Representative Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, who is still one of the 8 candidates running for the Democratic nomination, was asked on Fox News whether or not she was frustrated about being left out of recent debates.
I couldn't watch much of it, to be honest, and I believe that voters probably walked away not getting much value and feeling pretty frustrated given the serious challenges that we're facing.
Representative Gabbard was asked what the Democratic Party needs for the opportunity to beat President Trump.
But I think what's most important for us to focus on is what are voters looking for? When you look at the dissatisfaction they have with the political institutions, the powerful elite who run Washington, they're looking for a champion. They're looking for leaders who will really bring about this vision that our founders had for us, a government of, by, and for the people. And so really, regardless of party, that is where our focus must be.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.